The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The Bird Show.
All right, so this all started as a First Date Friday.
Yeah, on First Date Friday, we talk to people on Friday who have a big date that they're excited about coming up over the weekend. We get the details of what they expect from the date, and then on Monday, we usually check back in with them to see if it met their expectations. So last Friday, we did just that, and we talked to Eric, who said that he was going to go out over the weekend with his former stepsister. Apparently, the story is that his parent and her parent married years ago when they were like 8 and 10 years old. They grew up together in the same home, and then those parents divorced, and he ran into her recently, found that she was attractive. He was attracted to her and asked her out on a date. He let her know, look, I'm asking you out on an official date, and she accepted.
He actually said the sentence, this isn't a brother-sister thing.
Yeah, let me, you know what probably makes more sense? Let me play like 90 seconds of the first phone call that we took from this guy.
I'm 28 years old. My parents divorced when I was real young. My dad remarried a woman who had daughters, and my dad and this woman, they then got divorced, and so I'm going on a date with
your stepsister,
former stepsister.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you can't
crazy,
do
huh?
that.
I mean, I hadn't seen her in 8 years, and we connected for lunch. My dad had her email address. She had just moved back into Atlanta. I'd been here. She went to California for school, and my dad said she was back in town. I shot her an email, and went
pretty
out
hot.
For lunch, and she was smoking hot, so I decided, what the hell, I'll ask her out to dinner. You know, I don't ever have to see her again, so... I said, you know what, why don't we get some dinner Saturday night if you want to, you know, not a brother and sister thing. And she said she'd love to go out.
Dude, that is going to be so weird for you. Like, if you kiss her.
Or more.
Or it more.
I hear you, but I don't know. I mean, it could feel a little weird for that reason, but I guess, you know, I'll play it by ear.
All right, so maybe you early morning Burt Show listeners have more of a sense to you than the later Burt Show listeners, because after we played the following call from yesterday, we got a ton of calls saying, leave the guy alone. He's not doing anything wrong at all.
Mm-hmm.
So we followed up with them yesterday to find out this is what happened. Eric, good morning. You are on the Burt Show. How are you, sir?
Hello.
Right, we are reserving judgment until you tell us exactly what happened. Like, was it weird when you picked her up? Did you guys meet out? I mean, was it awkward the entire time?
No, not at all. Not at all. I got together with her, you know, after work. I hung out in my apartment in Midtown. We had a couple of drinks. There was a party in my apartment complex a couple doors down, and we went down there. Everybody liked her. It was totally cool. I mean, I continued to learn more about her. I like her even more. You know, I never knew her really I never really knew her as a person. I mean, I lived with her, but she was my stepsister when I was living with her, you know, but mm-hmm. I got a chance to get to know her a lot better.
Did you introduce her to people as your sister?
No. I sort of clued people in on the background, and you know, because I was sort of bouncing it off people beforehand, but at the time it was just like, you know, they seemed open to it.
You realize you were the most anticipated guest of the night.
I'm sure.
They couldn't wait for you to walk through the door and see what she looked like.
Yeah.
So you guys go have drinks, you hang at your place, you go to a couple of parties, and you are attracted to her.
Totally, yeah. Yeah, in terms of the date, we then went back to my place, hung out a little bit more, and decided in the end to see each other again on Thursday. So we're going out again on Thursday.
I got to ask you the obvious question. Did you kiss her tonight?
I can't kiss and tell, man.
You kissed her on the lips, didn't you?
I can't kiss and tell. I enjoyed myself way too much to kiss and tell after this. Normally I would, but this seems like a special thing, you know?
Family.
Trying to be respectful of this.
You know, I've got to respect the family. If it was just a stranger,
sure,
we did it. But, I mean, considering she's my sister and all, I've got to respect her.
I got to be honest with you. I'm ready to vomit. I can't believe you're able to change the way you looked at this girl as your little sister all growing up, and now she's a sexual object for you. To me, I think you're really demented, and you should end up on Maury Povich.
Why?
I think it's demented, and I think it's sick, and I think it's bizarre and weird and incestual and creepy, and I think you need to see somebody. Seriously.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion. Most of the people that I talked to, it seemed like they were slightly weirded out by it, but that they were open to it in terms of, you know, like you said, you were saying people sending emails and were like, you know, this is not incest. I mean, it's not incest. I'm not biologically related to her, so.
Well, let me give you an example of one of those emails, actually, because the calls are now coming in, and I'm guessing this is from another dude. Hey, Chris?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to support him. I think that just because they grew up together and they have no blood relation, that there's really nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's just like you grew up with a childhood friend. So, you know, you guys know everything about each other. There's no big deal to it if you're not blood related, whether it's your sister or your brother. It's just like the girl next door.
No, yeah. Maybe age-wise you're talking, but, I mean, they lived under the same roof. They grew up together, watched each other sort of mature together. Yeah, something ain't right.
Something ain't right because it doesn't think because the word is stepsister. But, you know, I mean, the only problem I can see with it, because you aren't blood related, that it's going to be difficult if you guys ever get married that the church will have no center aisle because you don't need two sides. So when you come in, are you, you know, with the groom's family or the bride's family, you just say yes.
And with the family.
Yeah.
Have you even told us if any of the other family members know that you guys went out over the weekend?
No, not that I know of. I don't think anybody knows at this point.
When are you going to tell them?
I think I'll wait and see if it develops a little bit.
Why? I mean, is there a problem with telling them?
I don't want to get a bunch of the garbage in my head about it, you know?
Yeah, we're going to have to follow your storyline for a while.
You're aware that if you guys have kids, you'll be the kid's uncle and dad.
No, because they're not really...
I don't know.
Step-uncle. She will be her kid's
former,
step-uncle.
Former, though. Former.
I mean, we're not step-uncle.
We're not...
Grapple.
Yeah, I don't think technically that's true.
Because
they're not
uncle.
Ex-step-uncle.
Ex-step-uncle.
But they have pictures together of when they grew up, like, you know, probably hanging out in the house when they were 8, 9, 10 years old. So if they do have kids, the kids will have plenty of, how did y'all meet? Well, that's when our parents married, and that's the house we moved into together when we were kids.
I think in West Virginia, they'll give you a free piece of land.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Pam. You're on the Burt Show, all the hits Q100.
Good morning. How's it going?
All right. What's up?
What's this guy's name?
This is Eric.
Eric, there is nothing wrong with you going out with her at all.
Yeah.
Nothing. It's not like she's your cousin. It's not like y'all are half-sister and brother. There's nothing wrong with it. So everybody's making a big deal about it. Don't even get a bunch of crap in your mind because there's nothing wrong with what you're doing.
Yeah. Let me guess. Are you married to somebody that used to be a stepsibling?
No reason why you shouldn't run and tell your family anything anyways, because usually people don't know who you're dating or what you're up to until you start having feelings for somebody in the first place.
Jen has a question for you.
What?
Did you ever date a stepsibling?
I never had any. My mom had 5 children and married someone that didn't have any kids.
Okay.
If there was blood relation, or if it was like they shared the same father or the same mother, then I can see you saying it's sick and twisted and incestual, but that's pretty much an insult to someone who has no blood relation to this person whatsoever.
Yes, it's an insult because they grew up in the same house together, and that's the way I feel about it. I mean, I just think that it's disgusting, and it is incestual. I don't care if there's blood relation or not. They were a family unit, like brother and sister, and now he's sexually attracted to her. Blood or not, it's gross.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
What's wrong with it, though?
Eric, you can just keep doing what you're doing because you're not in the wrong at all.
They didn't control that they lived in the same house.
I just think it's disgusting.
Jackie's going to take it one step further. Hey, Jackie.
Hey, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. The first person I ever slept with was my ex-stepbrother after my parents had already gotten divorced. But they had been married for 3 years.
Wow.
And we were older. I mean, we didn't grow up together. I mean, I was 14, 15, 16, and then they got divorced. And when I was 17... is when we got together.
Jen, you and I are in the minority here. Most are calling up saying there's nothing wrong with this. To me, it's just icky, man. You slept with your stepbrother. The first guy you ever slept with was your stepbrother, Jackie.
Yeah, but it was after our parents had already gotten divorced.
How long had y'all lived under the same roof?
We never lived under the same roof. He lived with his mother, and I lived with his father and my mother.
Okay.
Would that have been different for you, Jen? Like, let's say that Eric and the girl grew up in separate houses.
Well, I think her story's a little bit different because they didn't meet until they were already teenagers and they never lived in the same household. So, yes, it makes it different. Still creepy, but not as creepy as Eric.
Good morning, Cindy. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, I grew up with a girl who was dating a guy. They introduced their parents. The parents got married, and they were not allowed to date anymore. When they got old enough, they started dating and got married. So mom and dad were married, and stepbrother, stepsister married.
All right, so you're not in a boat by yourself, that's for sure, Eric. I mean, apparently this happens more than I had ever anticipated.
Yeah, really.
Well,
a lot of people calling in.
I definitely, hold on a sec, I just want to take a call just to hear one person from the other side other than Jen and I. Good morning, Caitlin.
Yeah, I absolutely cannot believe that people are calling in agreeing with him. Jen, I am so with you on this. I think it's completely disgusting. He might as well move to Alabama and marry her. I mean,
Tennessee.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Or Tennessee.
West Virginia, Alabama.
Kentucky, anywhere.
Yeah. Y'all do realize that people in Alabama and West Virginia make Georgia jokes, right?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, now they definitely can make jokes about us with this.
Yeah, this didn't help.
Yeah.
This is so different. This is so different from a kissing cousins thing.
And there's like 6 years apart between the time their parents got divorced and today.
There's so many women out there.
They're
man.
Different people.
You have step siblings, Jeff.
You can't control love.
Did you ever date one of them?
Well, no.
Why not?
Because they're both guys.
If there was a woman and she happened to be hot, would you date her? Be honest.
Yeah. You got to get it where you can, people.
Save that.
Such a dork.
Jen, we are in the far minority.
Are you telling me,
most
Jen?
Most calling up saying there's nothing wrong with this. I still haven't heard a good...
I think it's because we came so strong against it that people always have to call up to defend
no.
it. I cannot believe this is the majority.
As close
I cannot.
As, you, as close as you are to your brother, you've never fantasized about making love to him.
Oh, my God. You are sick.
Just not even going all the way, but just letting
Stop
your brother
it.
Go up your shirt.
Oh, my sick. God, Jeff. You are so disgusting.
Just, you've never French kissed, like on the holidays.
Oh, my God. You only child would say that crap.
Sick.
sick.
I'm just asking. You guys are a close family.
Was it okay when your stepbrothers touched you when you were little?
I don't remember that. I blocked out everything.
In your Bobo, you liked it?
I blocked out everything before age 8, so I don't know.
Hey, Eric, we are definitely going to check in with you over the next couple of weeks to see how things are progressing with your sister.
Sounds great, man.
All right, dude. See
you. With my sister.
Seal the deal, bro.
Get her done. See you, man.
See you, man.
The Bird Show.